moment to consider the statement, what you consume, you become. If that is true, what are you feeding your spirit, soul, and body? Hi, my name is Oluchi Adjogu, and you're welcome to Enrich Podcast. Today we'll be looking at a topic that says, who am I? Who are you? It doesn't matter what people have said about you. It doesn't matter what people have called you. It doesn't also matter what you have called yourself. Only one person is authorized to define you, and that is He who created you. Nothing, no pain, no circumstance, no human can define you. It's actually time you go back to your Creator to know who you are, if you are in doubt, or if you still don't know who you are. You know, no one knows a thing more than its Creator. Its Creator knows what it was designed for, its abilities, and what that thing is. And if God created you, and of course He did, why have you let every other thing aside Him define you? Why have you let that trauma define you? Why have you let that pain define you? Why have you let that human define you? Or that parent define you? Yes, they might be your parents. They might be your siblings. They might be your friends. But as long as they are not your Creator, they have no right to define you. And you are not what they call you. You are who God says you are. Most times, when we want something and that thing isn't available, we tend to improvise. We use what we can find and make what we want. We use what we have to get what we want, or we turn what we have to what we want. Sometimes defeating its actual purpose. For instance, sometime last week, I wanted to hit a gong. I didn't have the right stick for it, and someone gave me a spatula instead. I used it, trying to improvise, you know, and at the end of the day, the upper part was destroyed. That is exactly what happens when you let people define you. Yes, that is what happens when you let people change you and call you what they want to, for purposes they want to achieve. And the end result would be destruction. The end result would be pain, hurt. Who are you? Ephesians 2:10 answers the question. It says, for you are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God beforehand prepared that you should work in them. Who are you? You are God's workmanship. Who are you? You are not a mistake. You are a royal priesthood, God's own child, wonderfully created to fulfill His purpose and for His pleasure. Everything about you was made in a special way for purpose. Yes, every single thing about you was made in a particular way to fulfill purpose. In this age, the enemy is running around with the issue of identity. But who you are is who God says you are. You are who God says you are. If the enemy can keep you from seeing your true identity, he has succeeded over your life. And he would try to do this in different ways. He would come with the opinion of others to keep you from who you truly are. He would come most times with the opinion of those you respect, those that are close to you. He also uses pain and hurt. The pain you go through. You just go through so much hurt that you feel worthless and ashamed. He comes in different ways. Here's a tip for someone. When you connect to your identity, you begin to fulfill purpose. If you feel that you are not fulfilling your purpose, maybe, just maybe, you have lost sight of who you really are. Maybe you have lost sight of your identity. Dear believer, it is a shame to live and die without truly knowing who you are. You would be so much and start doing so much when you start seeing yourself the way God sees you. You would really not know how much you can do and how much you can be until you start seeing yourself the way your Creator sees you. Have you allowed other people to define you? To tell you who you are and who you are not? Do you know how special you are in God's eyes? Understanding who you are in Christ will give you a strong foundation to build your life on. You can't build your life if you don't know your identity. Your identity does not come from people or things or situations or experiences. Your true identity is who God says you are. Who you are is who God says you are. Be transformed today by the renewing of your mind. Call out all the lies of the devil and speak the truth of who God says you are. I pray that you have been enriched with this episode. Stay tuned and stay blessed.